light, red light, green, green light, red light, green, green light, red light, green, green light, red light.
Sorry, I'm going to have to put you back on hold.
Well, we have been for 5 minutes.
We have, yes. We've
and,
been
but whew. It's just to know that you're that important to them and that they will get to you. You know, like, isn't that the case with most corporate situations right now when you call and you put on hold for a long time? Alex from Karasu is here.
Hello.
Do they celebrate Halloween in Japan? Do they do anything like, I mean, you know, I...
They do, but they don't know why they celebrate Halloween.
They don't know why?
They get candy and they'll be like, why am I getting candy?
Why am I getting candy? what would they want?
I don't know.
What would you want if somebody said, "Okay, Alex, we're gonna dress you up and take you down to Shibuya and have you trick or treat"? What would you want? What would you want?
Well, I'll probably have some sushi or something.
Yeah, well, that would be a lot better. So
different candies would be nice too.
I don't know. People give kids candies. Why can't they give them sushi or something? You know,
sushi, it just takes a while to make. You know.
Well, I know it's a little bit. Anyway, the transition is on from our show to his show. Our show being Radio, Long John Tanner. Say goodnight. You got some parting comments?
Well, we didn't have the final pre-Halloween goodbye, so we could finish off with that and get right into Alex's show.
Oh, absolutely.
And we didn't get a chance to talk about Teresa Brewer, but we'll do that on the next show because she's not with us anymore.
Well, she's a main staple here at CITR anyway.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so 2 weeks' time. We're back in November.
We're back in November.
Back in November, can you believe it?
Up these steps to the iron-studded oaken door which yawns wide on lusted hinges, bidding us enter. Music, do you hear it? Wait, it is well to stop, for here is the wizard of the Black Castle.
There you are, back again, I see. Well, welcome. Come in, come in. You'll be overjoyed at the tale I have for you tonight.
Good. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, the home of the Thunderbirds, and my name is Alex Ushijima. If you don't know UBC by Thunderbirds, you don't know what UBC is all about. But this is Ashok Kalasu. I'll be having a special guest for tonight that will be talking about Blood Shots. It's a festival of horror movies. I'll be talking to a special guest probably in around 30 minutes, and I'll be talking about some Japanese horror movies, some recommendations from my collection for the haunted Halloween month. Ooh. Yeah, you guys are scared. I know you guys are.
Is she the killer?
Yeah, that's a good one. Do you, anything else?
Oh.
Well, there's obviously, you know, the Hollywood remakes of, you know, The Ring and The Grudge, also known as like that.
The originals are still the best.
Of course, original ones, they're more psychological, and then Hollywood makes them more, a little more graphic, but it depends on what you prefer. I would recommend watching both and judge it for yourself. But I'll be playing some music right now, and here we go. Feel free to give me a call at any time. 604-UBC-CITR is the number. Let's play some more music right now.
Thank you.
We had Vola and the Oriental Machine playing a song called Hane no Hikari. It's an album version. Hane no Hikari means the light of feathers. Ooh, fancy schnancy. Well, this is Karasu. My name is Akusushijima. Welcome to my program. If this is your first time listening to my show, I'll be playing a lot of Japanese music, indie rock, indie punk, or should I say J-rock, J-punk, visual K-rock, J-hip-hop, J-this, J-that, everything that's J, I'll be playing for you, per se. If you have any comments on my program, there's two ways to give me a shout. First of all, you can call UBC CITR. Don't forget the area code 604. And you can also send me an email, japanindie@gmail.com. If you just listen to the beginning of the show, you also listen to Uemuite Aruko. It's a Sakamoto Q cover performed by Sugar Lunch. As I mentioned earlier, I will be having a special guest. Ooh la la. We'll be waiting for Josette Jorge, who is one of the contestants for Bloodshots. It's a film festival. I don't know if that's the right word. More like a competition of horror flicks. They had 48 hours to make around like an 8 to 10 minute film. And they're all going to be presented at one of the festivals that will be coming up this week. I'll give you more details on that. And I'll be talking a little bit more about J-horror as well. Well, what's J-horror, you say? Well, J-horror is, well, it's horror flicks, horror movies made by Japanese directors. And it's very unique in a sense that it has a conventional treatment of the horror genre that is very different from what you see in the West or over here, if that's a better way to say it. It tends to focus on a psychological horror, and the tension usually builds throughout the film. From the climax is usually near the end, where people will be freaking out and maybe poop their pants. And the most of the films in J-horror involves ghosts, poltergeists. Unlike other films that involves perhaps zombies and lots of blood and gore, this is more of trying to make you be afraid of something that you do not see in the movie in the first place. I think that would be the best way to summarize what J-horror is all about. But anyways, I do have some recommendations of what kind of J-horror that you should watch maybe for this Halloween season. But before I move on, let's play a little more music right now. And just a reminder, there is a website that you can download the podcast. It is www.citr.ca. And just go to podcasting, find my show, Karasu. Feel free to click it, download it, put it into your MP3 player, and listen to it any time of the day or night or evening or whenever you want to listen to it. Here's Sherbert's song. Is called Dead Christian Dior, and for some reason it's bracketed for Disney. I don't know what that is all about.
Just better. like a giant looter spelling.
Sherberts. Oh, yeah. He has a song called Dead Christian Dior. I would really would like to know what's behind the story of how they got that name for that track. And for some reason, they put the brackets for Disney. I guess they have some grudge, or maybe they're fans of Disney. No idea. But I hope you guys liked that riff that I just played over the radio. Tonight... show for Katasu, I'll be talking about J-horror, and I will have a special guest coming up hopefully soon, talking about Bloodshots, which will be coming up this week, which is a competition of where teams have 48 hours to make one horror flick and hopefully get the judges' votes and maybe even the People's Choice Awards. I'll give you a little more details on that if you love horror flicks or if you want to find something to do for the Halloween good times. Oh yes. So we'll be talking about the J horror movies. I don't want to go to anything that is quite obvious. I'm pretty sure you guys all watched The Ring in a nearby local theater, or The Grudge, which is formerly called Ju-on. That's basically Grudge in Japanese. So I would like to introduce some of the films that I think might be for you a next big thing for J-horror, or maybe it'll become something of your favorite and hopefully be a part of your horror flick collection. First off, the movie is called Echo Echo Azalak. It's actually a movie that's based on a Japanese manga series by Shinichi Koga, and the English version is called The Wizard of Darkness. Okay, so it sounds a little cheesy right there, but let me just give you the story. Misa Kuroi is an adorable high school girl who arrives at her new school, but it's fallen under a supernatural force. And trying to figure out who's behind the supernatural attack, Misa has to try and fight against assumptions that her fellow classmates believing that she is the evil one that's under all this troublesome. And Misa and 12 other students have to be staying late after school to find out who is causing all the evil havoc. So it's a pretty interesting story right there. If you guys like Buffy the Vampire Slayer, this might be something that's very similar to it. And sure, it might sound a little cheesy for, you know, the title Wizard of Darkness, but don't get me wrong, there will be a lot of horrific and graphic content as well. Lots of blood and gore. Is Misa, would she be able to gain the trust of fellow students and protect the school before it's too late? Pick up the DVD right away! Again, it's called Echo Echo Azarak. There's both, again, the movie series and the Japanese manga series. I like the original. Please pick up the Japanese manga. Hopefully there will be an English translation for it. If not, again, pick up The Wizard of Darkness to an international video store near you. Let's play a little bit more music. And I'll have a special guest coming up, probably in the next track or so. I think so. And let's play... what should I play next? Let's play some Boris. Yeah, let's play some Boris. Some noise rock. Just for you guys. The song is called 1970. Hope you guys like it. Enjoy it, folks. We'll be right back. yes, I hope you have your fist pumping for that track. That's none other than Boris. Yes, Boris, with the song 1970. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I do have a special guest I mentioned earlier. She's one of the contestants that has been participating for Bloodshots, which is a horror flick competition. I think that's the best way to put it. And she has been competing for that before, and she's been participating in many other theatrical events as well. And I would like to say Josette Jorge. I believe I got that. Jorge?
Jorge, that's right.
That's right. Fantastic. Well, welcome to my show. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. So first, let's take it off the bat. What is Bloodshots?
Bloodshots. Actually, Bloodshots is a 48-hour movie-making contest where we get some parameters, some subjects, a subgenre, weapons, a line of dialogue, and a common prop used throughout every single movie.
So how do they select the those props and all that? Do they have to pull it out of a hat, or is there a judge that?
It is random. They give us a sealed blank envelope.
Okay.
And they put all our little subjects in there.
Okay, so maybe to give us a better idea of how crazy this film could be, may I ask, what did you get for this year? What were some of the list of lines or props that you have to use for this movie this year?
Okay, well, every single contestant has to use some form of a board game inside their movie, as well as the line of dialogue, "The monkeys are better than the Beatles." What? Random, I know.
Well, I guess there's many ways of thinking it. It could be animals or maybe the band itself. Oh, okay.
Yep, that's true. And what we received the subgenre. Every genre has to be a horror movie, of course. It is a horror-making competition. But we had a subgenre, and our subgenre was mini monster. And the weapon we had to use was a hatchet.
Okay. And I believe that... How long has this Bloodshots been going on for? Would you know...
I believe this is the fourth year.
The fourth year?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And could people maybe find some clips of like the previous winners or past contestants?
Yes, yeah? It's all on YouTube, or they should fantastic. Be all on YouTube.
Okay, what would be the best way to search it? Just Bloodshots? Would that be the best way to do it?
Yeah, you just go on YouTube and search for Bloodshots. If you want to look for a specific year, you could put the year down. If you know any of the producers or the filmmakers, you can put their names down too.
Oh, okay. And I believe that for this year, your movie's again on YouTube as well. Maybe we could give you a little advantage here. Is there a particular name for the movie that you have?
Yes, it's called A Fistful of Doll Hairs.
Fistful of Doll Hairs. Sounds creepy already, and I believe that you'll be in the film as well.
Yes, that's
acting
right.
Acting as well. Fantastic. And for all the contestants, you know, submitting all the films, where can the public watch all of them all together? Is there going to be like an event?
There's a Vancouver screening because this festival takes place in both Austin and Vancouver. So the Vancouver screening is on Wednesday, the 24th.
Ooh.
And it's at the Celluloid Social Club, which is located in the Anza Club, which is 3 West 8th Avenue.
3 West 8th Avenue. Is there a particular website where they can check out for more information?
Yes, they have a MySpace website. So MySpace.com/BloodshotsCanada. And the show is at 7:30, or it starts at 8 o'clock, but doors are at 7:30. And I recommend you get there early because it's a popular event.
It is?
Yes.
Oh, my. Yeah, if the tickets are sold out after the lineup for quite a while, that might be the scariest thing of all for the people that's lining up. Ooh, how frightening.
And we need your support because there is a People's Choice Award, an audience favorite award, and we are rooting for that one.
So all those CITL listeners, if you have heard what she had to say, again, the Bloodshots, it's going to be happening on the 24th, which is this Wednesday. And again, what is the theater again?
It's the Celluloid Social Club, or the Anza Club.
Anza Club. Well, Josette Jorge, thank you very much. Is there any shout-outs you would like to make?
I want to make a shout-out to all the Screen Urchin Productions members, Rick Lee and Nick Westbridge, Morgan Fells.
Ooh, yep. My.
And all the other people that helped out on this film.
Yeah, stop sucking up. That's a little too much now. But again, thank you very much, Josette Jorge. It's a pleasure talking to you.
You're welcome.
And I hope the CITL listeners will be coming by to the event. I will be playing more music right now. And I will, if you had just missed that information about Bloodshots, I will be giving that information again after I play more music. Check it out.
On Sunday, October 28th, 2007, at 3 p.m., Kokoro Dance will present Heart, Mind, Spirit, and Soul. Critically acclaimed Kokoro Dance combines kinetic and visual elements from Japan and the West to create a uniquely Canadian Buto aesthetic. The company has produced over 900 performances and created more than 150 dance works that have been performed across Canada, in the United States, and in Europe. With Carolyn Chen and Holly Holt, this concert is presented as the second in our Sunday series of three dance and music performances entitled Stimulating the Senses, Music and Movement at MOA. That's Kokoro Dance performing Heart, Mind, Spirit and Soul on Sunday, October 28th at 3 p.m. For more information, please visit www.moa.ubc.ca.
Pizzagato 5. And did I ever feel good? Actually, that's the name of the track. Good. It's a Samoan attorney mix. And previously, I also played The Zoo Bombs. Great band. They even played live in Toronto. Why not in Vancouver? Why do we always get shafted? Anyways, they played a Mo dub. And yeah, been playing some great music. I hope you guys have been enjoying my show so far. This is Karasu. My name is Alex Ushijima. I think I pronounced that right. And inside joke. And if you would like to give me a call sometime, some questions about what I've been talking about previously, about Bloodshots, Jose Jorge is still in the studios. She'll be talking a little bit more about Bloodshots if you just missed about public service announcements. Please give us a call. 604-UBC-CITR is the number. You can also send me an email, japanindie@gmail.com. Of course, you can also find the podcasting for this program and many of the other shows at CITR at our website, www.citr.ca. Just type that up onto your Firefox and feel free to download as much shows as you like and spread the word. Give that MP3 song to your friend and let them know what they're missing if they listen to too much mainstream radio. And tonight's show, I've been focusing on J-horror, Japanese horror movies. I think seems like a lot of Hollywood producers and directors are liking to make remakes of these films. And I have to say, on one hand, it can be great. I think it's attracting a greater audience to check it out. But at the same time, you might want to check out some of the originals as well before they're converted into the Hollywood versions, but that depends on what you prefer. Sometimes the Hollywood versions can be better and vice versa. But anyways, another movie that I would like to recommend, you may have heard of before, I believe it was at the film festival several years ago. It's called Audition. Not quite a ghost movie, but still horrific. Kind of reminds you of Hostel, but more of a 101 kind of thing. It's based on a story about a middle-aged man who lost his wife due to an illness is urged by his son to start dating a woman again. He finds that he's very lonely, so the son says, hey, why don't you go and meet some new guys? And fortunately, his friend helps him out by making a mock audition for a TV show, and it was actually a way for him to be introduced by different kinds of women. So he does like this evaluation, so to say, of seeing who will be the right person that he would like to date, and then eventually finds a 24-year-old that he falls in love with. However, the friend warns him about this woman named Asami, saying that he has a very bad feeling about her. None of the producers she claimed to work has, for some reason, disappeared, and her job history on her resume is very difficult to verify and confirm. But the widower would like to still continue dating this woman. And as the story unravels, it turns out that this woman is just a super psychopath who likes to torture her preys, I would say, including sticking needles into the man's chest and even cutting off some body parts with a sharp wire. This scene in the movie is really, really graphic. If you don't like a lot of blood, maybe this isn't for you, but if you really like a lot of blood, then this is for you. I guess this is a show for a lot of horror flick lovers out there. Just want to let you know that notable horror directors, including John Landis and even Rob Zombie, yes, I believe he was a rock star as well, they even found the film very difficult to watch as well. So that's how grisly it is. Again, the movie is called Audition, and it's directed by Miki Takeshi, I believe, and perhaps, if you like the splatter, you might want to pick it up at a local video store. Try and look for it again. Again, the movie is called Audition, but just to let you know, you have been warned. It is very graphic, scary stuff indeed. Be playing some, how about some Yellow Magic Orchestra song. It's called Raiden. I'll be playing it right now. Ooh, good timing. Gotta love the jazz and hip-hop blended together. Who did that mix? It's DJ Crush, who, by the way, is going to be performing this Wednesday at the Commodore. And what's happening also at or on the 24th of October? I always get the, what was it called, prepositions? I don't know. I failed English. It's going to be the Bloodshots that's going to be happening on the 24th as well. If you like music, DJ Crush. If you love horror flicks, Halloween, yada, yada, yada. Yes, Bloodshots is the place to go. I will have Josette Jorge come back on the mic to talk about the event if you missed about the information of Bloodshots in a minute. But first, I'm going to do my public service announcements. If I can find it right here. Where did I put it? Oh, that's great. My computer sucks. I usually like to have it all prepared here. Oh, here we go. Yay, I love my computer again. Don't you? Isn't it funny when you like your computer when it runs smoothly, but when it slows down or crashes, that's when you just want to rip your head off and then just yell at the computer that will not yell back at you. You know, that's human nature, I guess. But anyways, first off, the first annual Vancouver Pan-African Film and Arts Festival is happening on October 26th and 27th. That's Friday and Saturday of this week. And the tickets will be going for around $15, I guess. And it's going to be happening at the Van City Theater, 1181 Seymour Street. And giving due respect to African and Black cinema from both near and far, the festival celebrates the beauty, achievements, and potential of African or Black culture while addressing Afrocentric perspectives on human rights and global issues. The 2 days, October 26th and 27th, is going to have 16 screenings of films, entertainment, and special forums. It's going to be a lot of fun. If you want to get advanced tickets, www.ticketstonight.ca is the place to go. Or for more information, you can go to www.vpaff.org, vpaff.org. Secondly, if you love Chinese music, the Vancouver Chinese Music Ensemble will be presenting Autumn Concert at the Norman Rothstein Theater. This is happening on Friday, November the 9th, starting at 8 p.m. Where is it at? 950 West 41st Avenue. And you can tickets are available at the door or at the box office. You can just give them a call, 604-257-5111. That's 604-257-5111. Nice move, Gavin. And or you can also get some tickets at Zulu Records, High Life, Camp Sing Arts Ensemble Office, or the Chinese Cultural Center of Greater Vancouver. Google it up. Vancouver Chinese Music Ensemble. It's going to be a lot of fun. And last but not least, Shoujo Manga. Something was stuck in my throat. Shoujo Manga Girl Power, which is a manga or Japanese comic or graphic novel art exhibition. It's happening till November the 9th, and it's at the National Nikkei Heritage Center, 6688 South Oaks Crescent, which is basically in Burnaby, BC. This is actually an internationally acclaimed exhibition of more than 200 artworks from 23 Japanese manga artists that contributed to the phenomenon of modern shoujo manga, or basically comic books for Japanese girls. It's best of all, it's free to the public. So if you want to get more information, there's two ways. Give them a call, 604-777-7000. Or you can go to the website, www.jcnm.ca. Shoujo Manga, Girl Power, happening until November the 9th. That's it for the public service announcements. I'll be playing a few more tracks, and let's have Josette Jorge come back on the radio in several minutes. Let's play more music. Hold on, folks.
Courtney, can I get an interview with you?
No, I hate your guts, Nardwar. You're such an idiot. Why would I give you an interview? You're an idiot. Why would I give you a f***ing interview? Get what?
CITR 101.9 FM presents Nardwar the Human Serviette Radio Show. 20-hour, 20-year anniversary interview marathon. 9 p.m. Thursday, November 1st, on to 5 p.m. Friday, November 2nd.
Nardwar will be celebrating the 20th anniversary of his radio show on CITR with a 20-hour live on-air Nardwar interview marathon, starting at 9 p.m. on Thursday, November 1st, and ending at 5 p.m. on Friday, November 2nd.
Interviews to be aired during the 24-hour marathon include
Robert Anton Wilson, Ron Jeremy,
James Brown, John Sloan,
Nine p.m. Thursday, November 1st to 5 p.m. Friday, November 2nd. Nardwar, the Human Serviette Radio Show's 20-hour, 20-year anniversary interview marathon, presented by CITR 101.9 FM.
Bye.
Oh, some things can be very scary. Of course, that song wasn't. It's Takako Minekawa with Tiger. A little bit of psychedelic hippie kind of elements in there. Just to let you know, Takako Minekawa is Cornelius's wife. I think they're still happily married together for quite some time. Good for them. This is Karasu Japanese independent music program. Hope you guys are enjoying the show tonight. I know some of you guys are. And I have Josette Jorge again on the mic. Thank you very much for coming back.
You're very welcome again.
Yes. Oh, yes. Fantastic. Well, I have talked to you earlier about Bloodshots, but for the people that just tuned in, could you just please let us know what Bloodshots is all about again?
Yep. 48-hour horror movie making challenge. Mm-hmm. 2 days to complete a movie with assigned subjects, genres, weapons, and lines of dialogue. Pretty much 2 days of craziness.
Now, these are pretty all random, jumbled up, like, I heard that some weapons could be a hatchet, something that might be a little bit more bogus at times.
Yep.
Yeah.
Weed Whacker was a popular one for the last few years.
Oh, Weed Whacker. I would love to see that one for a horror flick.
I think like Swear Words is one of them this year or something like that as swear a weapon.
Words. So how do people die from swear words? I would like
well,
to
let
see
me
that.
Show you on air.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I don't think so. But I would like to say from you have been participating in this competition. Not just this year, last year as well.
Yep,
and I'm pretty sure you have seen various films as well. What was one of the most outrageous film that you have seen?
Outrageous?
Yeah.
Well, like I was saying, a weed whacker.
Yeah, weed whacker.
Seeing
a
weed, be someone being attacked by a weed whacker, that right there is just something you don't see every day.
And was it in slow motion?
Yeah, I believe the most shocking thing that I've seen was a girl in, I think it was a private school uniform or looking really innocent, just go and buck wild on that weed whacker on somebody.
Oh,
that was a beautiful sight.
My.
Gorgeous.
I could see the horror lovers licking their lips right now just hearing that.
Yes.
Absolutely. I even saw a flick on YouTube. Just a reminder for everyone that some of these films that are made, not just this year, but from the years before, they are presented on YouTube as well. Mm-hmm. I believe you could just type in on the search Bloodshots. One of the films that I saw was the winner of last year, and it was pretty interesting that there were, I think there were like Dungeons and Dragons characters just running through a forest. Very comical, very funny, but at the same time, near the end, it has a very shocking graphic ending where the guy basically pulls the guy's head off.
Oh, yeah.
And a little more detail here and there, but you can probably...
She's going to watch it. Actually, they were winners of the Austin, Texas competition.
Oh, it's quite... not international. I don't know. International is the right word for it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Well, it's the U.S. and Canada. We kind of compete against each other.
Oh, fantastic.
So the winner of the U.S. Competition and the winner of the Canadian competition, they compete for the grand prize, which is decided by the famous director Joe Dante.
Oh, John Dante. And I believe there's also the Vancouver contestant for On the Lot, which is Steven Spielberg's...
celebrity.
Was it a reality show competition? Mm-hmm. And he's also going to be one of the judges, I heard?
Yeah, that's right. Zach Lipofsky.
Yeah, Zach Lipofsky.
Yeah.
So if you're a fan of that show or if you're a fan of horror flicks, you might want to check out the presentation night of all the submissions of these films. Where can they go again to watch it?
Well, first of all, you can see it online. It's also a way to vote, too. myspace.com/bloodshotscanada. So again, you can vote there for... Fistful of doll hairs. And also...
Of course, on the big screen, it's always better, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, of course. The screening is this Wednesday, the 24th, at the Anza Club, or Cellulite Social Club, which is 3 West 8th Avenue in Vancouver.
Oh, excellent. Great. Well, do you have anything else you would like to add or make another second shadow for tonight?
Well, my screen urchin peeps, what to you guys?
Oh, raising the roof.
Yeah, holla. and yeah, just everybody who enjoys horror movies, come check it out. It'll be really fun. And if you can't, go to myspace.com/bloodshotscanada.
Great. Josette Jorge, one of the competitors and a talented actor for various films. She's also the contestant for Bloodshots. Thank you very much for being at my studio.
You're welcome. Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, anytime. So I'll be playing more music right now. It's After Dinner very experimental stuff. Hope you guys like it. It's called Reflecta. Thank you. Hope you guys finished your dinner, because that band was called After Dinner. Oh, slap on the knee. I see Jose Jorge still in the studio making a smile from ear to ear. Thank you for that smile. Jeez. I know, okay, so it was a dumb joke. After Dinner, the song was called Reflector. Very experimental band. Some of their other tracks that even use instruments, I'll just use a quote unquote instruments, such as a frying pan or even a volleyball in there. I would like to play the, that track sometime again very soon. This show is called Karasu, and I would like to give you a reminder, if you're waiting for the jazz show, it is starting at 9 o'clock. It is hosted by Gavin Walker. He's in another booth preparing his records and vinyl and CDs, and he's just mixing things up and trying to get the perfect playlist of blues and jazz for your ears. If you love jazz, that's the show for you. The Jazz Show, hosted by Gavin Walker, at 9 o'clock. And feel free to give me a call, let me know how I'm doing. Any comments are greatly appreciated. 604-UBC-CITR is the number. Or if you want to get more information about blush shots or some comments that you'd like to ask, you can send me an email as well. I will reply to it as soon as possible. JapanIndie@gmail.com is the email address. Again, it's JapanIndie@gmail.com. Show is focusing on J-horror for tonight. Got a few more movies that I would like to share with you. How about this one? This one's a very absurd film. It's called Uzumaki. Uzumaki means a spiral in Japanese. It's a Japanese horror movie directed by Higuchinsky. Sounds like a Japanese and a Russian name coming to combine together. But anyways, this movie was originally released back in 2000, and it's based on a Junji Ito's episodic manga of the same name. It's a very creepy. Junji Ito is well known for his horror comic books, and he uses a lot of thick strokes and dark tones that really give like this grotesque kind of feeling, this really eerie, uncomfortable tone in his comic books. But anyways, the plot is focusing on a town infected with different kinds of spirals. I don't know if that'll make sense with some people, but people in this town are addicted to spirals. Some people will be addicted to snails. Some people will be addicted to washing machines when they're actively circulating, right? Some people might be addicted to candy that has spirals on them. The movie basically focuses on, you guessed it, spirals. And people in this town basically are so addicted to them, they die in a way that's associated with the spirals. Like, for example, a man will climb into a washing machine while it's still running, and his body is just broken to millions of pieces and gets stuck in the washing machine while it's going in a cycle motion. That kind of gives you an idea of what kind of a freaky film this is. Another situation, a teenager's long hair begins to curl and extends so far that it starts to take over the teenager's mind and starts taking over her life. It's a very interesting film. Uses a lot of treatment of green color filters that really gives that cold feeling to the movie. And it also has some of the color palettes in the manga as well. I think they're trying to keep it as the same manga tone as much as they could. If you like some different film, I can't, that might be the right word to use it, different, very unusual film of J-horror, Uzumaki might be the movie for you. So again, try and go to an excellent international video store. Video Manica might be a great suggestion. They have some great films there. Or you might have to buy it online if you're a hardcore movie fan. Of course, there's many other alternatives that I do not like to suggest. Unless you want to get arrested, right? But I think you guys know what it is. So again, Uzumaki, highly recommended. Movie released in 2000, all about spirals. Let me just play one song. I totally forgot to do. I usually play the song every time I do a public service announcement. It's called Rovo. Love this group. And the song is called Horses. Enjoy the ride. Giddy up. Rovo with Horses. Hope you guys enjoyed that song right there. That's it for me. I will be leaving the booth right now. Gavin Walker will be coming up next. Thank you very much for listening to the program. Again, you can send me an email, japanindie@gmail.com. Thank you very much for all the callers. And Josette Jorge, my special guest for tonight, who talked about Bloodshots. That's happening on October the 24th. You can also check out the Bloodshots films on YouTube. Just type in the search Bloodshots and enjoy the horror flicks that will be on the screen. Anyways, I'll finish it off with some funk. How about some Scooby-Doo? And Gavin Walker will be all ready to go in a couple of minutes. Thank you very much, everybody. Sayonara. See you next week. Enjoy the Halloween season. Take care. Bye-bye. I started a little too early for the jazz show. Sorry about that. Here's Scooby-Doo.